BBC News with Marianne Marshall. A huge earthquake has struck central Chile, causing widespread destruction and killing more than 140 people. Daniel Schweimler reports.
The earthquake had a magnitude of 8.8 and struck in the early hours of the morning near the central city of Concepcion. Power and telephone lines were cut, and powerful aftershocks continued to be felt for many hours. An emergency centre was set up in the capital, Santiago, and President Michelle Bachelet played a key role in coordinating the rescue operation. Many buildings are on fire, including a chemical factory in Concepcion. Roads are blocked and bridges have collapsed.
The earthquake set off a tsunami, which has been sweeping across the Pacific Ocean, prompting alerts as far away as New Zealand and Japan. More details from Mike Waldridge.
A wave of nearly 2.5 metres triggered by the earthquake is reported to have slammed into the Chilean town of Talcahuano. A huge wave hit the Robinson Crusoe Islands off Chile's coast. While out in the mid-Pacific, Hawaii has been making preparations to protect people against the risk of tsunami damage along its coastline. The Tsunami Warning Center says all Hawaiian shores are vulnerable, and there are alerts for a wide arc of nations around the Pacific.
Iran's opposition leader, Mir Hussein Mousavi, has said a dictatorial cult is ruling Iran, using religion and nationalism to justify its actions. Sebastian Usher reports.
The Iranian opposition had a setback earlier this month when its plan for a new mass protest on Iran's Revolution Day didn't materialize. Its failure was due mostly to the intense security operation mounted by the authorities. The challenge for the opposition now is to maintain its momentum after that disappointment. One of its two leaders, Mir Hussein Mousavi, has responded with his fiercest rhetorical attack so far on the government. He said Iranians were being subjected to a reckless foreign policy, a destructive economic strategy, and they needed change.
British police are in Israel to investigate the use of fake British passports by suspects in the killing of a Hamas leader in Dubai. They'll interview six British-Israeli nationals whose identities were stolen by the suspected killers. The police said they were being treated as potential witnesses rather than suspects, and the meetings were taking place with the full knowledge of the Israeli authorities. Dubai has accused Israel's intelligence agency Mossad of killing Mahmoud al-Mabouch in a Dubai hotel last month. The man who's emerging as a key opposition figure in Egypt, Mohamed el-Baradei, has said the authorities must respond to calls for change or face the possibility of civil unrest. He said he hoped the Egyptian government understood that it couldn't wait until people became desperate before permitting reform. Mr. el-Baradei, who led the UN nuclear agency for many years, didn't clarify whether he intends to stand in next year's presidential election. World news from the BBC. The UN World Food Programme says Islamist militiamen in Somalia are preventing convoys from reaching more than 360,000 displaced people in urgent need of food aid. It says armed men have stopped trucks travelling from Mogadishu to camps to the west of the capital. An Italian court has ruled that the case against the Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi on corruption charges will continue, although it's been adjourned for a month. Mr. Berlusconi denies any wrongdoing and has suggested that he's being prosecuted by politically motivated judges whom he likens to the Taliban. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of people have taken to the streets of Rome to protest against what they say are Mr. Berlusconi's attempts to avoid justice. Here's Duncan Kennedy.
With many dressed in purple, thousands of demonstrators carried banners that read, "Enough. The law is the same for everyone." That's a reference to Silvio Berlusconi, who's trying to reform the courts in a way that will effectively end two corruption trials he's involved with. The demonstrators say they've had enough, and Mr. Berlusconi trying to undermine the courts.
The youngest daughter of the former Peruvian leader, Alberto Fujimori, is to marry inside a prison later today so her jailed father can be at her side when she walks down the aisle. Sachi Fujimori has been granted special permission for the wedding ceremony at the prison where Mr. Fujimori is serving a 25-year sentence for human rights abuses and corruption. Public shows have resumed at the Florida Sea Life Center, where horrified spectators saw a member of staff dragged to her death by a killer whale on Wednesday. Several hundred spectators braved chilly weather to see whales perform again after a tribute to the dead trainer. Staff weren't allowed into the water during the show, and the whale involved in the killing didn't take part. BBC News.